I want to talk about one point about Enoa Sabrius Bidvorim. So there's an Isser of Enos Dvorim, which is using words to cause somebody pain or frustration. Included in that area is practical jokes. So, you heard it happen, though? Oh, what happened? Nothing. Okay, you got the guy nervous for a minute. That's an Isser Deraisa. I just want to point that out. That's an Isser Deraisa. You should be aware of that. You know, it's pretty funny, right? To you, it's pretty funny. If the person happened to, you might also laugh, because it is pretty funny sometimes. He has a good sense of humor. But Lamaisa, Bashas Maisa, you got a person scared. So that's it. They're using words to be our Isser Deraisa, to cause somebody pain. In Enos Momen. So the Isser Enos Momen, specific Isser Enos Momen, is a person overcharges, person underpays. The applications of it are obviously very significant. If you're in the business world, you're not in the business world, it doesn't apply that much. But the general concept of the Ehrlichkeit in Dini Momen is there's a Baragayla, beginning of Hilchos Enoah, I think actually. I mean, Hilchos Enoah. He speaks about that, you know, if the Yidden will act with Ehrlichkeit and Dini Momenus and act the way they're supposed to, so when Mashiach comes, the Muslim will say, you know, that's right, the Bereshit should send Mashiach for these people, because these people were Ehrlich in the Dini Momenus, they acted properly in the Dini Momenus. But if they're not going to, it's a tremendous Chil Hashem, the going to bring Mashiach, and the Muslim will say, for these thieves, connivers, ganavim, you brought Mashiach, they deserve Mashiach to be Chil Hashem. So he talks about a tremendous responsibility of a Jew to act Ehrlich, above and beyond in the world of Dinim, in the world of Mominus. The Gemara does say in Bava Metzia, in this beginning of the fifth parak, that Betz and Isser Enoah is subsumed under this of Gzela. The Gemara goes to each one of the Isserim of which are included in there. Why do we need it? The Torah could have just written this Gzela, it's still its Osir. Even the person's giving it knowingly, etc. The Rosh continues, he says, Mikino Sama, Misino Sama. A person has to be very zoyer from Kina and from Sina. Kina is like we mentioned before, that it's a reality of a person. Any area where a person strives and wants to accomplish and wants to be successful in, and you see somebody who seemingly seems to be more successful than them. So there is room in a person's heart to feel bad. Why is he getting a not me? That's the meat of kinnah. Revolver has a beautiful letter in the Mechtavim and Chelek Aleph, where he talks about, one of the letters talks about the meat of kinnah. It brings there's a Gemara in Shabbos, end of the 23rd parak, I think it is. The Gemara says that there was a maisa, there was an amura, he dug up his, found, they were digging up his backyard to get something, they found a intact body of a mace over there. And actually they had a conversation with the mace, etc. So he asked him, like, you know, why is your body intact? He says, because the pasuk says, Vereka batsam is kina, the withering of the bones is the meat of kina. So it means the person, the decomposition of the body is dependent on the meat of kina. He never was mekan anybody in his life. So since he never was mekan anybody, Samela, there's no reka batsam is by him. Mishnah like a Gemara. So the pasuk, there's a pasuk v'reka batzamas kina, that the withering of the person. So the reka batzamas, the word atzamas, bones. Why specifically the bones? The whole body was intact. So it wasn't just the bones. The human being, the body did not decompose. The flesh also. Why do we talk about the atzamas? So he says that the word atzamas, the word etzem, comes from that. Like we talk about the etzem of a zach, the atzmius. Each human being has something where he has a unique reality, which is, that's his atzmius. When I focus on everybody around me and how good they're this and that other thing and how I'm not, what I'm really doing is that moment I'm destroying the atzmius of my own self. Instead of focusing on what I have and my atzmius and what my being is and what my reality is, instead of doing that, I'm focusing on everybody around me. So at that moment, my atzmius withered. So what happens after when a person dies is just a reflection of the reality of what happens what happened to him when he was alive. But a person who says, why am I looking at anybody else to define myself? I have such atzmius inside me. I have such mitzvahs inside of myself. And I don't need to define myself by anybody around me. So his being is shalom, is intact. His emotional state of being is intact. He's healthy. So that person doesn't think, the goof is in a state of shlemus with itself. That which is sholem, as opposed to chaser, that which is sholem doesn't decompose, doesn't wither. And this is one of the defining element of the mitzvah of. So he says, Revolver says, you know, that it doesn't happen overnight. You know, a person sits in yeshiva. He says it's very common to happen. We mentioned that it's very common to happen in a yeshiva setting. You have you're with people constantly, and it's an area where there's definitely excellent set for striving in different areas. It's part of the reality of what it means to be in yeshiva. And in that area which you're striving for, we're constantly with other people, and we notice the other people around us, how successful they are. And I forgive another person, I'm very happy for him. You know, Baruch Hashem, he's successful, I have no tainas. But, you know, why not? You know, when I start, as soon as I'm looking at the other person, and I'm looking at what, at that moment, I'm setting the stage for kinah. He says, and what happens is, you know, one little bit adds up, and a little bit adds up, and it's mitzaber, it builds up to a whole pile, and one day the person just pushes, he feels overwhelmed, and he's not in the mood anymore. He's depressed. He says, many times, what fueled that depression, Revolver writes, is all of this kinah which built up in the person without even being aware of it, how much it's affecting him, etc. And one day, it just... So you say, well, Bachar, you know, one day, this Bachar just lost the cheshek. It wasn't one day. It was spread out over many, many days, many months, possibly. But it finally caves in and collapses on the person in one moment. That's called... That was the rekabat samas of kinah. The Goyin says, and that generates... There's something which referred to as sinas chinam. We know that the chet of Bayi Sheni was sinas chinam. The Chofetz Chaim stresses the idea that if it wasn't nivda b'yamav, it means kilo nechar b'yamav, which means we still have that problem. He says sinas chinam sounds like something which is an anomaly. I hate you. Why? Because I don't know. I have no idea. No reason. No real reason. Just I hate you. It sounds strange. What does it mean sinas chinam? So the Goyin says sinas chinam really means kinam. The Goyin is Pirush on that Gemara and Yuma. The Goyin says that Tzidus Chinam means Kinam. I hate you. Why do I hate you? I'm really upset. I'm really frustrated you have something that I don't have. That's Kinam. It's not negated to you at all. So I have no real reason that your being should bother me. But your being bothers me. This guy gets on my nerves. Why is he getting on your nerves? Because he does. No, there's a reason why he gets on your nerves. Because in some way, he's reminding you of where you're deficient. In some way, he's reminding you of where you're not being successful. Some way, he's acting as a mirror for you to look at what you're not happy with about yourself. And that gets on your nerves. So that's the meaning of sinas chinam that I was talking about. He says a person who, and the opposite of that, he says, that we spoke about before, is the meaning of tznius, which is the meaning of the dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls that bitachon. That's the meter where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so real that I'm just focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not really looking at somebody else. So I try and focus in on my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how wonderful that is and how much Baruch Hu believes in me and cares about me. And in that state of world, like, you know, hey, you're cool. I'm great. I'm happy for you. So the opposite of the meter of Kina and then Sina is Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the root of Sina, the Goyin says, the root of sin is not a bitachon l'chaveira. We're back to the same point we've been saying, you know, yesterday. The root of the midah of sina is not in bitachon l'chaveira. The root of the midah of sina is in bitachon l'malkum. A person who lives with the true awareness of his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and is able to enjoy that relationship and basically to benefit from that relationship has room in the world for everybody. He has room in the whole. He's a happy person. He has room in the world for the whole world. So I forgive you. You should be happy. You should have. Don't hate. So it's helping good, right? So it's helping good. This, right? But a person who doesn't, the frustration that he has vis-a-vis himself spills out vis-a-vis the whole world because that just reminds me of how frustrated I am about myself. There's a beautiful, the best of this is Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. He says in the midst of a haftar kamarcha, which is al kagadol b'tera. So I think I told you once that there's a passion, there's a stira, there's a kliyaker which raises the following question on that pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Yes, the stira. The Gemara says that v'chavaka v'midin halachas, the entire mitzvah can be boiled down to one mitzvah. What's that one mitzvah? Tzadik b'manos yichyu. Rav Akiva says that kagadol b'tera, v'nar hashem alakecha. No, he didn't say that. He says v'after echel kamoich. So which one is it? Is it v'after echel kamoich, or is it tzadik b'man osa yichya? Which one is it? So the Kiyogi says the Teretz, which I find difficult on it. He says the Teretz is in ben olam l'makim, it's tzadik b'man osa yichya. In ben olam l'chaveroi, it's v'after echel kamoich. That's how he answers this theme. That's very difficult, because if you look at the flow of the Gemara, Taryag mitzvahs, they'll be made into 11, Yishai makes it 6, Chavaka comes down to 1. In those mitzvahs, there's both Beron Lomach and Beron Lachavera. And the final line is, V'sadei B'man Osa Yichya. So, according to the Gemara, it makes a lot of sense, where we're saying that, because the root of, the opposite of Sina is B'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Haftar HaKadosh is rooted in but the Rabban says it. The Rabban says on the pasuk of Haftar Echad Kamoicha, he says the person was Mazaras to remove from ourselves the Chisus Dikamira of Kina. That's what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk of Haftar Kamoicha is remove Kina from yourselves. The Gaon of Frizois, it says that the Ruchaim Vital says it also. The Gaon says it that the Aseres Adibris, so we know the number 10 is a Misbar Karlo that includes everything. That's why Lo Sachman is the last one, because Lo Sachman is Karlo all of the Aseres Adibris. The meat of not having, being jealous of somebody else, is Karlo all of the Aseres Adibris. The world where you're going to express your true belief in Anoch Hashem Elokecha, and all of that, what that is supposed to express, and your true respect for the life of another human being, and his possessions, etc., and his right to justice, etc., is when you remove the world of kinah from yourself. And that world, and that wonderful world, where nobody would be jealous of anybody else, and each person would be confident and truly rooted in the narrow avodas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and their connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything else would fall into place. And that's what's talking about Manos Yichya. So the Rush ends off that, like we're stressing, like the Rishon Chazitzel, that the root of the Mira of Anos Abrius and Kina and Sina, he after puts it together with Mishal Adorim, which is a Beron Lamakim, to make you understand that the root of the issue is not a Beron Lachaveru. The root of the issue is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the way it's supposed to be. And that once that's so, we have all of these other Midas issues which we have of feelings vis-a-vis other human beings, and that they're taking up my space and they're impacting me, and I have to take advantage of them, and etc., etc., etc. The problem is really not in the Beron Lachaveru, it's in the Beron Lamakim.